Pastor Corey Brooks is on a phone line. He's got four kids. Pastor, is there? What's the line you lay on you when someday we're going to eulogize you and they're going to say, "My dad, Pastor Corey Brooks, always said," what would it be?
My dad, Corey Brooks, already said, "God gives blessings to who he can get blessings through." All my kids know that. They repeat it verbatim.
Now, that's not
all the time.
That's not scripture. That's just you, right?
That's just me, yeah.
Well, I got it. Hold on.
It's a biblical principle, but it's me, yeah.
God gives blessings to those he...
Yep, he can get blessings through.
Well, that's better than kiss my butt on State Street.
Or are you John Williams? I got some sausage for you.
Happy Father's Day weekend to you, sir, and happy June 19th as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. And thanks for having me on the show again. And it's always a blessing.
Corey Brooks is the founder of New Beginnings Church. Project Hood is his baby, too. We thought we'd reach out to you on Juneteenth. The president said that, if nothing else, he's done more for Juneteenth than a lot of people have, and in a roundabout way, he's right. Corey, I must say, I think a lot of us are getting an education on this holiday of sorts. It's not a federal holiday, and it's in Texas, but I don't think, is it in Illinois, Corey? Is this an official state holiday of some sort here? No.
It's not an official state holiday, but I think it's quickly becoming one. I think people are recognizing it and finding out more about it. And I look, hopefully, thankfully, it'll one day hopefully be a national holiday.
You know, whenever you do that, then you got to take some, then you get there. There go the Italians because they want Columbus Day. Or there, are you going to swap out Martin Luther King or President's Day or something like that? So one book always falls off the shelf when a new one goes on. And that sometimes is the problem. Even for causes that are just, you've got to find room in the calendar, you know?
Right. And I think, you know, even if it doesn't become a national holiday, people can choose to celebrate days how they being fit. And, you know, my son and I, we're celebrating today by making sure that we prepare to feed 5,000 families. So we're using this day to be a blessing to other people. And I think, you know, people should just celebrate it in a way that gives honor to African ancestors who were enslaved.
How universally does the Black community know Juneteenth and the story of it?
You know, John, I'm going to be really honest. I was telling my son today, we were talking about, you know, how many people know about Juneteenth and what it's really about. And I told him I didn't find out about Juneteenth until I was 20 years old, and I was in Dallas, Texas, in school, and they were celebrating Juneteenth. And I was like, what is Juneteenth? And that's when I actually found out about it. And so the good thing is that I found out about it. The bad thing is that our educational system is so flawed that it didn't teach me about something that I should have known.
And it didn't come up in the church? Your family didn't celebrate it, per se?
No, but I found out that a lot of people in Texas, Mississippi, the southern states, celebrated it and knew about it. I think the farther north that people go, we were probably a little out of touch with that date and with that celebration. But a lot of people in the south celebrate it, especially near Texas.
Well, because that's really the origin of it, right? It was the liberation of slaves in Texas well after the Emancipation Proclamation.
Right. It's believed that they were like the last slaves to find out that we were actually free, and in Galveston, Texas. And so that's where the date comes from, and that's why it's recognized as it is.
I haven't read the exact reason why they were late to get the word. I heard one version of it is that the messenger being sent from Washington got killed along the way. Another version is that they didn't want to tell them until after the harvest in various places. They wanted them to bring in the crop before they told them they didn't have to do it. I don't know if you have any history on that I don't.
The latter one, John, is one that I have grown to hear about, that, you know, they didn't want they needed someone to harvest the crops, and so as a result of needing people to harvest those crops, they just didn't tell them, and people kept working and being enslaved, even though they were legally free.
I was at a Martin Luther King Day breakfast, and everybody broke into a Black National Anthem, a song that I was embarrassed to not know myself. There are moments where I think some of us realize we're quite different, and you're a little embarrassed by that. I'm happy to hear that at least you were late to fully appreciating Juneteenth as well, because
absolutely,
because I didn't just find out about it, but I didn't grow up knowing about Juneteenth, I must tell you.
Right. And, you know, and I want to tell people they shouldn't be embarrassed about not knowing. A lot of people didn't know. I think what's best going forward is that we're sharing in our culture and people are getting to know it. And the more we can celebrate the future rather than looking behind and saying, you know, I feel kind of dumb or bad that I didn't know about this. I think going forward, we can just say, you know what? I didn't know about it, but now I know.
Right.
And now that I know, I'm going to celebrate with you. I'm going to share in it with you and learn as much as I can to be a help to as many people as I can. I think that's the best way to do it.
Pastor Corey Brooks is on the phone line from New Beginnings Church and Project Hood. Let's pause. Corey, you alluded to some of the things you all are doing, you all meaning your family, I understand. But tell me a little bit about your church and what's going on the South Side after this. Corey Brooks, friend of our show, New Beginnings Church, in the serving the Inglewood community and citizens on the South Side. You alluded to some of the things that you guys are doing today. What's going on over there, Corey?
Well, we're trying to feed 5,000 families again, and we did it 3 weeks ago, so we're going to do it again on tomorrow. So we have a lot of people who are coming to help us out, some friends from the suburbs, and we're excited about that. They've got a caravan of food that they're dropping off. But we're also going to be feeding 5,000 families who are in need of lots of food. So this is our biggest endeavor so far. We've done some big events in the past, but this is definitely going to be the biggest. So anyone, regardless of color, background, or age, who needs food, drive on down to 6620 South King Drive, pop your trunk, and we'll fill it up with food, lots of good food,
healthy food. We talked to a lady from Kraft, and as a major food company headquartered in Chicago, they have a commitment to getting food out to people, particularly in food deserts. And I told her what I'll tell you, Corey, and that is I was a little surprised to see food as an urgent message around Juneteenth. I mean, I appreciate what food deserts are, and I know where they are, but I thought it would be more about social justice and civil rights. Food seems to be a focus for a lot of these things today.
Yeah, you know, food is a civil right. If people don't have the same qualities of food in their neighborhoods that other people have, that is a civil right. And one of the bad things about living in food deserts is that we get all this awful food. And as a result, you see in cities across America, African-Americans are disproportionately having health issues, and that's related to the foods. And so we have to provide healthier opportunities and alternatives. So in our food giveaway, we're giving away a lot of fruits and vegetables, green leafy vegetables, because we want people to have healthier lifestyles. And so it is a civil rights issue. It's an equity issue. It's a Juneteenth issue.
That's why it just broke my heart to see the Jewel food stores getting looted on the South Side or the West Side, wherever they were. I mean, that's, you know, when corporations decide to invest in a neighborhood, that's a big deal. And if that goes away, it's not just an economic tragedy. In this case, it's a food crisis.
Yeah, and it's very unfortunate. You know, I believe in the First Amendment right to protest peacefully. And it's very unfortunate that looting, some things turned into looting, and they looted some of the grocery stores. And the problem is a lot of time looters don't have the thought process to think long term that it's going to endanger the community by getting rid of jobs, not providing food. Our seniors are going to be without, things like that. And our hope and prayer is that we can convince these stores to come back into the neighborhood, because the truth of the matter is they do make money. It's not like they're not going to make money in our neighborhoods. They make good money. And so it's a good business endeavor. We just have to make sure that we keep the looting and all of that at a very, very minimum, and that it never happens again. But yeah, we need the investment, and we need people to have jobs, and we need people to have healthy, quality food.
Hey, Deb, thanks for calling in. You're on WGN. Corey Brooks is our guest. What did you want to say, Deb?
Hi. Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to make a comment on a statement that you made about being at an event where you were the only one, I guess, who you felt that you did not know the national anthem when it was sung. And my comment is, welcome to the world of being a black person in a primarily white world. My children primarily were the only black children in the school system, being the only black people in a lot of different situations.
Right.
So you got a chance to experience what we experience every single day.
And I felt out of place. I felt dumb. You know, I just thought, oh, shoot, I should know this. But it was more than that. I mean, I just didn't feel in sync with it. And maybe you feel the same way at times, too, huh, Deb?
I don't know that it's not feeling in sync. It's a matter of, I am a part of this world. I am a part of the community. I am human, as you are as well. And I don't feel stupid at all, but it's just a matter of, can't you see that we are all human?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I appreciate you listening and calling. That's a nice perspective. Thanks for joining us, Deb.
Thank you.
Hey, John, I got a question. Don't you think that says more about our educational system than it says about you? I mean, the fact that you went through an educational system and you never learned that song, and it's a part of African-American history, it's a part of American history. So what do you think about that?
I don't know. As somebody told Aleph just a moment ago that they do talk about Juneteenth in some Indiana schools. I don't know how long they've been doing that. But I can only speak from my personal experience. My education my dad was in the Air Force, Corey, so I grew up in Germany, Taiwan, Hawaii, Southern Illinois, Northern Illinois. I had schools in a lot of places. Maybe this indictment is broader still, because they were always teaching American children, and never once did we learn much about black history, about civil rights. Martin Luther King made a cameo later in social studies, but black history, quote unquote, that did not come up. That did not come up. That did not. Now, granted, I'm 60. Maybe 30-year-olds had a different experience. I hope they are or have. But that was that is a fair indictment, I would say, of how we have been teaching social studies or history, wherever that's supposed to come up. What do you think, Corey, of the statement by Lori Lightfoot that inserting a cartoon of her into a scene of Scooby-Doo where she is tied up in a police officer's clothing is racist? I don't know if you saw the image or if you're up to speed on that.
Yeah, I've saw the image, and I don't think it's racist at all. I mean, I can think of other things that are racist. But you got to remember, the mayor kind of injected herself into those type of situations with the memes and things like that by her PR team. So you got to, you know, it comes with the territory. Once you start putting yourself in memes and telling people and on social media, creating memes or staying in the house, you know, you set yourself up for what comes with it. So I don't think it was really racist. I don't think there was any racial intent by it. But, you know, I can't negate how she feels about it. And how she feels is legitimate feeling.
See a black person tied up with a rope around them, and when you hear about that, that sounds like that's it's borrowing from lynching imagery. But you don't see that.
It wasn't
at all.
Just that, John and Corey. It was the fact that the mask she was wearing. It was the Scooby-Doo unmasking where they always get the bad guy.
Right.
But the mask she was wearing was of a white policeman, and I think that's one of the things she took issue with. Does that matter?
I saw it, and I didn't know that she had said that until you just mentioned it. And when I saw it, I didn't think anything about it. I thought they were making more just at police officers than anything. But, it's, you know, like I said, it's unfortunate that she feels that way. And we're living in a day and a time where we have to be more sensitive toward other people's feelings. And so, you know, I honor her feelings. She's a great mayor. She's doing a good job. And so if that's how she feels, that's how she feels. I just personally, being a black man, didn't see it as racist.
All right. Shelley, I'm out of time. I have more calls for you. And we always get calls when you come on. I appreciate you joining us. So is there something that we all can do for you, or is everything all lined up for today, Corey?
Well, one, they can come down and join some of the Cubs, Ty Ricketts, are going to be here helping us pass out food on tomorrow. They can join or they can give to our projecthood.org, projecthood.org. And we would appreciate any donations that people can give. And a lot of people are going to be helped. And so thank you, John, for always promoting our causes and allowing me to be on the show. I really, really do appreciate it. And, John, if you get a chance, you can come down and help us pass out some groceries.
Yeah, no kidding. When to when again?
Some sausages, so summer sausages.
I saw online the pictures of those brats, and I thought, I'm kind of fond of the brats.
No, Pastor, he's sharing those with us today.
Yeah, yeah. Come on down, John. I'll give you some brats for Father's Day.
You stay well, Pastor Corey Brooks.
All right. Love you guys. Thank you.
And when we can do something for you, you let us know.